from the committee. Thank you. Madam Chairperson, dear members, the above were the answers to the questions raised by the Chinese delegation to the questions raised by members raised yesterday. I should say that in China, persons with disabilities is a large part of population and with a complex structure demographically, and also they face a lot of difficulties and challenges. Yesterday, Chairperson, Head of Delegation, Madam Zhang Haidi, presented you and briefed you upon the situation in China. There are 85 million persons with disabilities in China, involving 260 million family or households. These persons with disabilities, majority of them are scattered in rural area of China. That is what we say at the village level dwellings, and also in the community level in some urban areas, because many persons with disabilities, they are restricted, limited in mobility. The majority of them live in the community where they are located. But however, with the development of a construction of accessibility facilities and barrier-free facilities, more and more such people can go out of their household, their families, or go into urban townships and go into a wider part of the society. In this respect, we can often see that in China, in urban areas, some public facilities and services, for example, in parks, you can see more and more persons with disabilities come to the parks for rest, leisure, for sightseeing. This is because at present, many parks have building construction conversions towards accessibility. So more and more people with disabilities can enjoy their time in the public places for leisure and free time. We should say the progress and development in accessibility in China has provided a good basis for more and more persons with disabilities, opened a new world and a window for them. So if we go to some parts of some cities in China, we're very happy to see more and more persons with disabilities can take part more in a greater degree in the public life and social life. And also for another example, because a large amount of persons of disabilities with disabilities live in the communities in rural areas and urban areas, the government of China, in conjunction with the China Disabled Persons Federation, attach great importance to the development in rural area of China and in the communities in some cities to establish and set up a tailor-made, a specialized organization, associations devoted to persons with disabilities. And we call such organizations as associations, organizations for persons with disabilities. At present, in various localities in China, in the community, in cities and in rural areas, they are all making efforts to build the most grassroots-level associations, organizations devoted for persons with disabilities. Through these organizations, we hope to serve better and contact better the vast number of persons with disabilities. Recently, I made a special trip to the most northern part of China, the Heilongjiang province, and also the autonomous region with highest level of elevation, the elevation Tibet autonomous region, to find out about the implementation of the CRPD in these localities. I'm very happy to see that in Tibet Autonomous Region, in the most remote villages and areas, they have established organizations for persons with disabilities, for persons